news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump celebrating a huge legislative win. It's a victory that sets the cornerstone of his MAGA agenda.
There could be no better birthday present for America than the phenomenal victory we achieved just hours ago when Congress passed the one big, beautiful bill to make America great again.
Right. Mr. Trump telling an Iowa rally the bill includes the largest tax cut in American history and the largest spending cut in American history. The president adds there's more funding for border security. The legislation won final congressional approval on a House vote of 218 to 214. The president plans a bill signing ceremony today, Independence Day, at the White House. And a lot of Americans are somewhere else this weekend.
AAA is expecting a record number of people traveling for the July 4th holiday. Spokesperson Ayixa Diaz.
More than 72 million Americans are traveling domestically over this July 4th period. And this travel window began last weekend.
That's a record 61.5 million by vehicle, with gas prices the lowest they've been since 2021.
Correspondent Donna Warder. Russia continues to ramp up its attacks on Ukraine, firing more than 500 missiles and drones overnight, said to be the largest wartime assault on Ukraine to date. At least 23 people injured, multiple residential buildings in the capital suffered damage. President Trump says he'll speak with Ukrainian President Zelensky today, after talking with Russia's Putin yesterday. Los Angeles firefighters say a huge stockpile of fireworks triggered an earth-shattering explosion, setting several houses on fire in an L.A. neighborhood last night. One woman's in critical condition. Wall Street is closed in honor of the nation's birthday, the market taking a breather after climbing higher into record territory yesterday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Howard Deasy, founder of Balance of Nature and formulator of the fruits and veggies and fiber and spice supplements, has teamed up with veterinarian Dr. Jake to create Dr. Fido's dog food topper, a tasty, nutritious way to enrich your dog's meals. Just scoop, sprinkle, and stir. Call 888-388-7297 or go to drfidos.com, drphytos.com. And for a limited time, order now and receive a 10% discount with our money-back guarantee by using promo code BALANCE.
Attention American homeowners, you're under attack. Your home and equity could be vulnerable to cyber thieves. There's only one company that completely stops them, and that company is Equity Protect. Equity Protect prevents any attempts to steal your home, equity, and ownership 24/7. Get your free risk report today by texting the word HOME to 94878. That's right, text the word HOME to 94878 to get your free risk report. Keep your equity and legacy safe with Equity Protect.
Hamas says it's discussing the latest Gaza ceasefire proposal with other Palestinian groups and will respond once those talks have wrapped up. The BBC's Wira Davies in Jerusalem.
The expectation is that Hamas, who've been presented with an American plan which was hatched with the Israelis, there are things in there. There are details in there which will be of concern to Hamas, but also there seems to be quite a few things that addresses Hamas's worries. For example, a partial Israeli military withdrawal from Gaza in the event of a ceasefire, the resumption of aid through the UN mechanisms to northern parts of Gaza. And I think the key thing for Hamas would be some sort of guarantee that after the ceasefire is over, that there's not a resumption of the fighting.
South Korea's military says an unidentified North Korean man has crossed the heavily fortified land border separating the Koreas. South Korean officials say they tracked the man as he crossed, detained him as soon as he arrived on their side of the DMZ. Townhall.com. A much-needed helping hand for the families of a pair of Idaho firefighters murdered while responding to a call.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for two firefighters killed in an ambush last Sunday near Coeur d'Alene. Battalion Chiefs John Morris and Frank Harwood were fatally shot after responding to a wildfire that was started intentionally. A third firefighter was critically injured. Tunnel to Towers was started after the 9/11 terror attacks to help families of first responders who were killed in the line of duty. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Federal officials say famed Mexican boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. under arrest in California. The feds say he will be deported to Mexico, where he'll face organized crime charges. The federal officials say he allegedly overstayed a U.S. tourist visa and lied on a green card application. More on these stories, townhall.com.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, starting off dry and mild for your Friday morning. Less humidity as well, and we're going to see that trend continue as we head toward the afternoon. Plenty of sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 80s for the afternoon, and staying dry for fireworks on Friday night. Looking good for the weekend, too. Mainly dry with temps in the 90s. More showers and thunderstorms and more humidity return next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take it anymore.
Welcome to the Morning Drive. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. God gave us faith, hope, love, and the greatest is love. Amen. Good morning. My name is Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America, but most importantly, like you, I am a United States citizen. I want to thank Sean Casey and WCBM for the opportunity and privilege to be with you this morning. You may just be waking up to my voice. You may be on your way to work, although not too many people were based on the highways and byways this morning. You may be exercising, enjoying your first cup of coffee, or perhaps walking your dog. Whatever it is you're doing, let's have a conversation on this Independence Day, as is what is on your mind is on my mind. In this hour, this is going to be the hour where I want to hear from you as we discuss America's history on this, America's 249th birthday, this morning. This is what makes talk radio so great, the opportunity for you and I to have a conversation. When you call this morning to 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680, or 800-922-6680. The lovely voice you will hear will be our beautiful, talented, and star baker, producer Kristen Hegrick. So give us a call, then let's talk about it. As talk radio is the senior media engaging the theater of the mind. I mean, think about it. Every time you turn on the screen, you see people with too much makeup on, and they are simply puppets of the multinational media. This is your opportunity to speak to me this morning about what's on your mind. In this hour, I want to hear from you regarding any story you may want to share about Independence Day and our great one nation under God. What is your favorite Independence Day memory? Our founding fathers pledged their lives, their fortune, and their sacred honor so that we might live in a nation of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Many citizens who fought were, excuse me, many of those who fought were simply citizens of the 13 colonies, and they fought what at the time was known as the militia. And based on that, I offer these two following prayers to the men, women, and yes, children who fought for our independence. It is the soldier, not the minister, who has given us freedom of religion. It is the soldier, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the soldier, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the campus organizer, although back then there weren't any, who has given us the freedom to protest. It is the soldier, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial. It is the soldier, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote. It is the soldier who salutes the flag, who serves beneath the flag, and whose coffin is draped by the flag, who allows the protester to burn the flag. And secondly, the final inspection, which is anonymous. The final inspection. The soldier stood and faced his God, which must always come to pass. He hoped his shoes were shining just as brightly as his brass. Step forward now, soldier. How shall I deal with you? Have you always turned the other cheek? To my church have you been true? The soldier squared his shoulders and said, "No, Lord, I guess I ain't." Because those of us who carry badges can't always be a saint. I've had to work most Sundays, and at times my talk was rough. And sometimes I've been violent because those streets are awfully tough. But I have never took a penny that wasn't mine to keep. Though I worked a lot of overtime when the bills got just too steep. And I never passed a cry for help, though at times I shook with fear. And sometimes, God forgive me, I've wept unmanly tears. Ladies and gentlemen, that, I think, speaks highly of the passion and the commitment that, again, our founding fathers had when they created this one nation under God. So there's first two things that I'd like to do this morning, considering the prayers and considering what our founding fathers gave us, and that is to read the first two amendments known as the Bill of Rights that were ratified effective December 15, 1791. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. The Second Amendment, of which if we didn't have, there would be no amendments. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. What I'd like to do before I get into a little bit of our history is I'd like to play, Kristen, if you will, our first cut of John Adams, A Free Country.
I see hope. I see a new nation ready to take its place in the world. Not an empire, but a republic. than a republic of laws, not men. Gentlemen, we are in the very midst of revolution. The most complete, unexpected, and remarkable of any in the history of the world. How few of the human race have ever had an opportunity of choosing a system of government for themselves and their children. I am not without apprehensions, gentlemen. But the end we have in sight is more than worth all the means. I believe, sirs, that the hour has come. My judgment approves this measure, and my whole heart is in it. All that I have, all that I am, and all that I hope in this life, I am now ready to stake upon it. While I live, let me have a country. A free country.
A free country. If that 2-minute clip does not give you goosebumps, quite frankly, I think you need to reevaluate where you are on life, liberty, and the freedom and the pursuit of happiness. What are your thoughts on that? I'd like to hear from you this morning, again at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. So let's back up. It's 2025. We're going to go back to 1775 when the colonies begin to think and feel together. As Great Britain's treatment of the colonies became more heavy-handed and intolerant, many Americans, including some of those loyal to Great Britain, agreed that Parliament and the King were acting unjustly. Some civic leaders argued that the colonies could do nothing about these unjust actions because they were too weak. Sort of feels a little bit like today, even though we just passed the big, beautiful bill, doesn't it? When someone made this argument in the Virginia legislature, Patrick Henry rejected it and urged decisive action, telling the members, "Sir, we are not weak if we make a proper use of those means which the God of nature hath placed in our power. 3 millions of people armed in the holy cause of liberty, and in such a country as that which we possess, are invincible by any force which our enemy can send against us." Now, we have to think, at this point, the British may have had approximately 500 ships in New York Harbor. And the whole point of this hour is I will prove that during the War of Independence, going back to the Puritans, really, our founding of this great one nation is based on Christian values. Besides, sir, we shall not fight our battles alone. There is a just God who presides over the destinies of nations and who will raise up friends to fight our battles for us. The battle, sir, is not to the strong alone. It is to the vigilant, the active, the brave. Gentlemen may cry, "Peace, peace," but there is no peace. The war is actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are ready in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Think about that as we take a break. Again, good morning. I am Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America. Welcome to WCBM. I look forward to hearing from you after the break at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. Again, the lovely voice you will hear is our great producer, Christian Heydrich. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
No one's paying me to say this, but you've been our lifeline. We have no internet. We have no TV. We barely have cell service. I don't know how I'm able to get to you. And I have a radio, and then I could hear you. You're the only station I can get in.
The report that we got was that a severe tornado was heading right toward us. And I just want to commend you gentlemen for the job that you're doing, for keeping us informed.
I just wanted to say thank you for being on the radio and guiding us to, you know, where we can get help.
I just want to tell you, the first thing I heard was your voices on the next morning, and it made me cry. The comfort of hearing your voices.
My respiration, perspiration, and aggravation are sky high, but you guys have been the guiding light.
In times of crisis, America always turns to AM radio. AM 680, WCBM, serving Maryland for 100 years and counting.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
For amber waves of grain, you tell me which, what is more productive, amber waves of grain or Chinese-made solar panels on what was once fertile American fields. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Give me a call this morning if you're just getting up, having that first cup of coffee, walking, doing whatever you're doing on this, our 249th Independence Day. I am Jeff McDonald. I am so pleased to be with you this morning. I just read Patrick Henry's famous speech from 1775 on Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death. And I am trying to frame, not trying, I am framing that our great one nation under God is just that, built on Christian values. So Henry's speech includes many biblical ideas, quotations, and references, including from Chronicles, Deuteronomy, Philippians, Psalm, Daniel, et cetera, et cetera. So let's move forward a little bit. And again, I want to hear from you at 410-922-6680. I know it's early, by the way, if you haven't been outside this morning. Today will be mild and cooler. Start to the day with sunshine and highs in the mid to upper 80s. And it'll be clear tonight. Tomorrow, high back in the 90s. It stays dry. Storms return next week. So today is going to be a beautiful Independence Day. Whatever your plans are, I hope it includes reflecting upon our great nation's birthday and perhaps attending one of the many, many, many parades and events that are in our area. So we're going to move forward. As the months progressed, the situation between America and England continued to deteriorate, especially in New England. Henry had warned Virginians that the next gale that sweeps from the north will bring our ears the clash of resounding arms. And he was right. Just 4 weeks after his speech, far to the north, Paul Revere set out his famous ride, alerting the Massachusetts Patriots, the British forces were being sent out against them. Revere was specifically trying to find and warn Samuel Adams and John Hancock, whom the British had ordered to be seized. He rode directly to where he knew he would find them, the home of Reverend Jonas Clark, a pastor in the small town of Lexington. The Reverend Clark had taught the biblical principles of liberty to his church members and prepared them to defend themselves if necessary. So think about how we've watered down our churches today and think about what was going on in our churches in 1775. After being informed that British troops were on their way to Lexington, Reverend Clark was asked if his people would fight. His people. What are his people? His people are the militia, men, women, and children. He responded that he trained them for that very hour. The shot heard round the world, that is the first shot in the first battle of the American War for Independence, took place the next morning, April 19, 1775, approximately 70 members of the Reverend Clark's congregation, including both, and I have to say it because it's true, black and white parishioners, gathered on the lawn of the church to face what Clark counted as 800 British. So think of that. You've got simple citizens of Lexington, of whom there were approximately 70 of fellow colonists, ready to take on 800 trained British soldiers. At the end of the skirmish, 18 Americans, including Patriot John Robbins and Patriot Prince Estabrook, John Roberts happened to be white and Brooks happened to be black, had been killed or wounded. All 18 of these brave Americans were members of the Reverend Clark's church. After watching the momentous scene, the Reverend Clark declared, "From this day will be dated the liberty of the world." What are your thoughts on that? Again, I want to hear from you. So we'll move forward to the Declaration of Independence. But again, our entire country at this point is made up of 13 colonies of just ragtag citizens versus a massive army. Although the fighting had begun, it was another 14 months before the colonists declared their independence. They still considered themselves British citizens and sought all means possible to settle the conflict without a total break of England. So think about it. They wanted to do this peacefully. For 11 years, from 1765 until 1776, the Americans worked hard to achieve reconciliation. Even after armed battles had occurred, not only in Massachusetts and Virginia, but also in New Hampshire and New York, the Americans sent the Olive Branch Petition, 1775, to the king, still seeking to settle their differences peacefully. But the king flatly rejected it without even reading it. So, I'm going to leave it there for right now. We're going to the bottom of the news. But please give me a call at 410-922-6680, and we'll discuss it on the other side. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is celebrating a big legislative win, a victory that sets the cornerstone of his MAGA agenda. Mr. Trump's spending and tax cut bill has won final congressional approval in the House. President planning a bill signing ceremony today, Independence Day, at the White House. A lot of Americans are somewhere else this weekend. AAA estimates more than 72 million people are traveling over the July 4th holiday weekend, and that is a record number. Russia continues ramping up its attacks on Ukraine, firing more than 500 missiles and drones overnight, said to be the largest wartime assault on Ukraine so far. At least 23 people injured, multiple residential buildings in the capital are suffering damage. Wall Street closed in honor of the nation's birthday, the market taking a breather after climbing higher into record territory yesterday. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off dry and mild for your Friday morning. Less humidity as well, and we're going to see that trend continue as we head toward the afternoon. Plenty of sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 80s for the afternoon, and staying dry for fireworks on Friday night. Looking good for the weekend, too. Mainly dry with temps in the 90s. More showers and thunderstorms and more humidity return next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
I've been driving trucks for a long time. Safety is my number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Please identify yourself.
Fourth of July from WCBM, Baltimore, Maryland, USA.
Brooks and Dunn, Only in America. If you haven't heard that song lately, I suggest you listen to it. It's very, very profound. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jeff McDonald. I'm guest hosting for the morning drive, Casey and Elliot. I appreciate the opportunity this morning, but most importantly, I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you in this hour, because in this hour, I would love to hear if you have any great memories of Independence Day, your thoughts on what we're talking about, which is this is our 249th Independence Day, and your thoughts on, do you have any great memories of Independence Day, anything you'd like to share? So we're getting into the Declaration of Independence and the loyalty and dedication that our founding fathers, our founding citizens had to, and their commitment to, a republic of laws, a free country. And with that came dedication. And there's a clip I'm going to play right now from Colonel Washington regarding duty to country.
Oh, yes, indeed. Colonel Washington.
Worth taking in future charges. I wanted to be a problem. I an idea.
Good morning to you, Colonel. Mr. Adams. Colonel, you are in mourning.
From Massachusetts, Mr. Adams. An attack made on one of our sister colonies is an attack made on all of us.
If only all of the Congress were of your sentiments, sir.
I am prepared to raise 1,000 men, subsist them at my own expense, and march them myself to the relief of Boston.
Well, we may yet have need of your generosity.
Not generosity, Mr. Adams. Duty.
Duty, honor, country. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. God, country, family. I think of another man who is the 45th and 47th president who didn't have to do what he did. He was well set for life, but because of his commitment to our one nation under God, he did what so many wouldn't do in that position for all of the right reasons. So let's get back to 1776. By June 1776, the Continental Congress concluded that a peaceful resolution was not possible. In early July, the delegates spent several days debating whether to become a separate nation, and then, in finalization, the wording of the Declaration of Independence on July 4, 1776. The final wording was officially approved, and a few weeks later, 56 founding fathers signed the document. From Great Britain's perspective, those 56 were all traitors, making them legally subject to the death penalty. So think about that. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness would get one death. The Declaration reflects many of the key Christian political principles embraced by America's founders in its opening pronouncement. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among powers of the earth this separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitled them to a decent respect to the opinion of mankind requires that they should declare the causes of which impel them to separate. Impel them to the separation. We hold these truths self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. Again, the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. America's founders believed that the rights came from God, that government must be based on the consent of the governed. And when governments become tyrannical, which I think we can truly say they have, our government certainly has, based on the deep state, which I call the cesspool, they may be resisted and replaced. The document ends by clearly affirming that the patriots had a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. I will say that again. A firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. Academics and popular authors who contend that the founders did not believe in God must have skipped this line. Today, too little is known by the general public about those who risked so much. Many Americans no longer know about these heroes, personal stories, occupations, sacrifices, religious faith, or families. Because of the service they rendered for their country, many patriots were frequently separated from their families. And let's think about that. It wasn't like I'm looking at two screens in front of me here in the studio, and we get everything one right after another, one right after another. I think that's part of that's not partly. It's by design, so our minds can't focus on one thing for any length of time. That's something I'd like to hear from you as well. Do you enjoy seeing on the screen 10-second snippets of what is considered news, or would you prefer to dig deep and find out, as the late, great Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story? Often for long periods and sometimes forever. Among the signers of the Declaration, such as the stories of Francis Lewis, who lost his wife at the hands of the British, John Witherspoon, whose son was killed by British soldiers, Richard Stockton, who was made a prisoner of war and so abused by the British that his life was cut short, leaving his six children fatherless, and John Hart, who... I'm sorry, I lost my spot here. And John Hart, who was driven by the British from the bedside of his beloved and ailing wife, whom he never saw again. There are so many other heart-wrenching accounts. Again, this what we're trying to do is convey this morning the absolute dedication that our founding fathers and their families had so that we might live the way we do today. The care, devotion, and affection by so many founding fathers had for their families and their children is well illustrated by the life of Patrick Henry. This remarkable leader gave much to help secure America's freedom. And because of his exceptional abilities and leadership, Virginia repeatedly called him to places of public trust. I would like to, Kristen, at this point, play cut three. And this cut is very interesting and profound because it discusses the difference between individualism versus a central government.
You must find Philadelphia much changed, Mr. Harrison.
More changed than I could have imagined, Mr. Hamilton. Not the city itself. All cities swallow everything in their way.
That's no surprise to me. That's why I abhor them. But I've been, as you know, in revolutionary France, where the streets are filled with the songs of liberty and brotherhood and the overthrow of ancient tyrannies of Europe, and to return from there to this our cradle of revolution and find the dinner table chatter is all of money and banks and authority is an unwelcome surprise.
Unwelcome, perhaps, but necessary.
I must admit, Mr. Hamilton, I'm a little uncertain as to the purpose of the Treasury Department. No doubt its function will reveal itself to me in good time.
The future prosperity of this nation rests chiefly in trade. Trade depends, among other things, on the willingness of other nations to lend us money.
And how would you propose to establish international credit?
Our first step would be to incur a national debt. The greater the debt, the greater the credit. And to that end, I have recommended to the President that Congress adopt all the debts incurred by the individual states during the war through a national bank. The idea being that if the states owe Congress money, then other nations will feel more inclined to lend it to us.
If the states are indebted to a central authority, it increases the power of the central government.
There you have it exactly. The greater the government's responsibility, the greater its authority.
The moneyed interest in this country is all in the north, so the wealth and power would inevitably be concentrated there in a federal government, to the expense of the south.
If that is the case, it is unavoidable if the Union is to be preserved.
I fear our revolution will have been in vain if a Virginia farmer is to be held in hock to a New York stock jobber, who in turn is in hock to a London banker. The opportunities for avarice and corruption would certainly prove irresistible.
Well, there you have it, as I have heard said. If men were angels, then no government would be necessary.
Well, sadly, that is very well said. But there can be no question. Our nation cannot bind together without powerful central government. But we must also accommodate the needs of our constituent states, both north and south. The power of one must check and balance the other. And to that end, we must dedicate all of our energies and our care.
Hamilton, Jefferson, and Adams. I ponder if such deep thought goes into the conversations that our current crop of elected representatives have today when they're talking about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and the fact that we are a representative republic, not a democracy. So let's get back to Patrick Henry. We were talking about the public trust, and that's why I wanted to play that clip, because Jefferson so eloquently espoused and was speaking so passionately about public trust, individualism, and a government that was not corrupt. So Patrick Henry, he was elected governor 5 times to Virginia, including twice, get a load of this, twice when he was not running. After decades of service, Henry declined these positions as he grew older, preferring to spend more time with his family. He had 15 children and 77 grandchildren. I don't think there's too many families that have 15 children anymore, but if you're familiar with the area of Towson and Lock Raven Village, I remember I had many friends who in those row homes there were 5 and 6 kids. And oh, by the way, there was one bathroom. So it's amazing what people will do to be fruitful and multiply. Visitors to his home reported finding him lying on the floor with a group of these little ones climbing over him in every direction or dancing around him with loud mirth to the tune of his violin, while the only contest seemed to be who should make the most noise. That is Virginia's Patrick Henry. So we're talking about Independence Day, the history of Independence Day, and the fact that our founding fathers were Christians and that our founding documents are biblical and based on Christianity. And we're going to get into now the faith of the signers. Just as little is known today about the life family of the signers, perhaps even less is known of their strong religious faith. In fact, they are now often wrongly presented as being generally irreligious, as atheists and secularists, or at best, deists. Now, when we get back from the break, we're going to get into this. But again, our whole point in this hour is to speak the truth, as the truth has no agenda, regarding the history of our great one nation under God. I look forward to talking to you if you so desire. So give me a call at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. I am Jeff McDonald. We will be right back.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We've bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But as a fisherman in a small village in Indonesia, the cost of surgery was out of reach. Their lives were transformed thanks to Smile Train, which sponsors free, life-changing cleft surgeries and other essential treatments. Rajib's surgery marked Smile Train's 2 millionth, and incredibly, Aleem's was the 2 million and first. Now, their smiles are a symbol of hope for children with clefts all over the world. 540 babies are born with a cleft each day. But through Smile Train, millions of lives have been changed. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Don't miss the Mega Update every weekday morning at 7:15. And listen for Choose Your Favorite Fake News at 7:45 a.m. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in today for Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott with the wonderful producer, Kristen Hagrick. So if you feel so desire to call, give us a call at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. If you'd like to talk about our Declaration of Independence, our history, or any other thing that might be on your mind. Our nation was built by farmers, blacksmiths, carpenters, doctors, whomever, what their trade was of the day. And before the top of the hour, I do want to play one more cut. I'm going to jump to the early 40s. And there's a movie, if you haven't seen it, called Yankee Doodle Dandy. Came out, I think, in 1942 or 43. James Cagney played a phenomenal George Cohan. And I just think that this clip epitomizes of what America is all about. So, Kristen, if you could, let's go to cut four, please.
Why, I wanted to hear the story of your life. It has a direct bearing on my sending for you. Do you know what this is?
Congressional Medal of Honor.
Let's see what the inscription says. To George M. Cohan, for his contribution to the American spirit. Over there, and grand old flag. Presented by Act of Congress. I congratulate you, Mr. Cohan. I understand you're the first person of your profession to receive this honor. You should be very proud.
Oh, I am proud. In fact, I'm flabbergasted. The first time in my life, I'm speechless. I'm sure there isn't some mistake.
Quite sure.
But this medal is for people who've given their lives to their country or done something big. I'm just a song and dance man. Everybody knows that.
A man may give his life to his country in many different ways, Mr. Cohan. And quite often, he isn't the best judge of how much he has given. Your songs were a symbol of the American spirit. Over there was just as powerful a weapon as any cannon, as any battleship we had in the First World War. Today, we're all soldiers. We're all on the front. We need more songs to express America. I know you and your comrades will give them to us.
Mr. President, I've just begun earning this medal. It's quite a thing.
Well, it's the best material we could find, what with priorities and all.
Goodbye, sir. And I want you to know that I'm not the only one that's grateful. My mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My sister thanks you. And I assure you, I thank you. And I wouldn't worry about this country if I were you. We've got this thing licked. Where else in the world today could a plain guy like me come in and talk things over with the head man?
Well, that's about as good a definition of America as any I've ever heard. Goodbye, Mr. Cohan.
Goodbye, Mr. Cohan. Where could an everyday guy come in and talk to the head man? Let's get back real quick. The reality is that almost all of the signers of the Declaration of Independence identified themselves as Christians. 29 of the 56 signers held degrees from what we would today call Bible colleges. Those who did not go to college were still afforded an excellent Christian education and even self-educated founders such as Roger Sherman, Benjamin Franklin, and George Washington had better educations and far more Christian than the vast majority of graduates today. I'm going to Ron. Good morning. I want to thank you for calling us here this morning on Independence Day. Welcome to WCBM.
Good morning, Jeff. I'm just getting started, and I wanted to say thank you for what you're doing. It's been great to listen to, very informative, and I think it's very, very important. So just getting started, like I say, and I want to say thank you again. Have a blessed Independence Day.
Ron, you have a blessed Independence Day as well. Ron, I have to tell you, you made my morning, because when I was given the opportunity to host this morning, I could have sat here and done endless clips of talking heads and what have you, but Independence Day, Memorial Day, Good Friday, these are very, very, very profound holidays within our nation, and I just think that we do not spend enough time digging into exactly what our founding fathers our founding fathers, our founding mothers, our founding children, our colonists went through so that we may have one nation under God.
I agree. And I think it's very important and very informative to go into the background deeply like you're doing. So it's much appreciated, Jeff. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Ron. I hope you have a blessed Independence Day, you and your family. And again, thank you for taking a few minutes this morning to call.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's get back to this as we're coming up on the hour. Reading both, and again, thank you, Ron, for taking a minute. That's I truly appreciate that. Reading both the public and private writings of those who signed the Declaration of Independence confirms the strong Christian faith that many of them held. Oh, by the way, real quick, we're coming up on the top of the hour. Do you know what inspired the colonists as they were getting ready to face, again, we talked about Lexington and the fact that there were 77 colonists who came from their church against 800 British. What inspired them was they would read the Declaration of Independence. I hope you enjoyed this first hour. When we get back, we're going to talk about education then, education now. So give us a call at 410-922-6680. We'll be back after the top of the hour.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680
WCBN. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Today is the day the White House, the place. President Trump presides over a bill signing ceremony celebrating congressional approval of his spending and tax cut bill.
On the eve of Independence Day, the president told a crowd in Iowa that there could be no better birthday gift for America.
When Congress passed the one big, beautiful bill to make America great again.
The president claimed the legislation will turn the U.S. into a rocket ship.
This bill includes a largest tax cut in American history. The largest spending cut in American history.
The package also includes more than $1 trillion in cutbacks to Medicaid, health care, and food stamps. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tuesday's fireworks warehouse explosion left 7 people missing in Northern California, and they still haven't been found. Yolo County Undersheriff Matt Davis says there's good reason for that.
We cannot move forward until the scene is safe, and I have full confidence that the public safety individuals who are working to do that are doing everything they can, and with the urgency that is necessary right now.
Speaking with KGO-TV, no word yet on the cause of the explosion about 30 miles northwest of Sacramento. Americans on the move this holiday weekend.
We're projecting not only record numbers of drivers and people on the roads, but also a record number of air travelers. In the car category, we're projecting 61.5 million people. And then in the air travel category, more than 5.8 million.
AAA's Aixa Diaz says gas, much cheaper than it was a year ago. Regular now averaging $3.16 a gallon. Wall Street is closed in honor of the nation's birthday, and the market taking a breather after climbing higher into record territory yesterday. The S&P set an all-time high for the fourth time in 5 days. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-894-9190 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-894-9190. That's 800-894-9190. What do you have to lose? Call 800-894-9190. Again, 800-894-9190.
As of late, it seems each Russian airstrike on Ukraine is even more severe and more devastating than the previous one.
Russia has launched 550 drones and missiles across Ukraine overnight in the largest aerial assaults since the war began. The capital, Kyiv, was the primary target. At least 23 people were injured and multiple residential buildings in the capital were damaged. Ukrainian air defenses shot down 270 targets and another 208 targets were lost from radar and presumed jammed, but dozens still struck or caused damage across the city. Fires and destruction were reported in at least five of Kyiv's 10 districts, and railway infrastructure was also hit. The attack came hours after President Donald Trump held a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin and made his first public comments on the U.S. decision to pause some shipments of weapons to Ukraine. I'm Karen Chemas.
News and analysis at townhall.com. So much for Eggflation. A couple of popular restaurant chains, widely known for their breakfast anytime fare, are lifting the surcharges they had placed on eggs. Details, correspondent Keith Peters.
Denny's and Waffle House have removed surcharges that the two restaurant chains added to their menus when U.S. egg prices spiked earlier in the year. Denny's confirmed on Thursday that it eliminated its surcharge on May 21st. Waffle House said it removed its surcharge on June 2nd in social media posts this week. Both chains put surcharges in place in February as the price of eggs soared. The price of a dozen grade A eggs hit a record high of $6.23 per dozen in March after large outbreaks of bird flu. But egg prices began falling in April as bird flu cases subsided. Keith Peters, Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off dry and mild for your Friday morning. Less humidity as well, and we're going to see that trend continue as we head toward the afternoon. Plenty of sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 80s for the afternoon, and staying dry for fireworks on Friday night. Looking good for the weekend, too. Mainly dry with temps in the 90s. More showers and thunderstorms and more humidity return next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. God gave us faith, hope, and love, and the greatest is love. Amen. Good morning. My name is Jeff McDonald. I am president of the Patriot Club of America, sitting in for Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott this morning on The Morning Drive. Welcome to this hour. If you didn't wake up early on this 249th Independence Day, you missed a powerful hour about our Declaration of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, what our founding fathers went through. But this hour, we're going to shift and we're going to talk about education then and education now. If people made the laws and the churches made the people, it was education that helped shape them both. New England's education philosophy stemmed from the belief that every person should be able to read the Bible for himself. With this policy of education for all citizens, America quickly showed itself to be very different from the European nations of that day, even though at this period in history, it was far more common to formally educate boys than girls. Female literacy in New England far exceeded female literacy in other countries, not counties, countries. Many children were taught at home. Homeschooling. Wow, but I digress. And in 1642, the General Court of Massachusetts, that is, its legislature, expanded education by enacting the first public education law in the nation. It required that all children, both boys and girls, yes, there are two sexes and only two, receive an education and be taught the principles of religion. Can you imagine that in our public schools today? The principles of religion? Lord have mercy! The law also started public, or what they called common schools. And 5 years later, in 1647, law affirmed that a general education was necessary because it was the one chief project of that old deluder Satan to keep men from the knowledge of the scripture. The one chief project from that old deluder Satan to keep men from the knowledge of the scripture. That is, Satan wanted to keep people from being able to read and thus from knowing the Bible. Sounds like many of Baltimore City schools today where the proficiency is 0.0. But Massachusetts was not going to let this happen. That education law became known as the Old Deluder Satan Act. Subsequent American literacy laws similarly stressed the importance of citizens knowing the scripture, such as a 1690 Connecticut law, which declared this legislature observing that there are many persons unable to read the English tongue and thereby incapable to read the holy word of God or the good laws of this colony. It is ordered that all parents and masters shall cause their respective children and servants as they are capable to be taught to read distinctly the English tongue. And in that vein, I am pleased to welcome back Jason Decker, a citizen who realized that change is made by the man in the mirror. Jason is a business leader who is one of the Republican nominees for a school board seat right across the line in the common in Southern New York County, Pennsylvania. Jason is a father, husband, patriot, and man of faith. I thought I would bring Jason back to talk about what it means to carry the spirit of 1776 into life as a citizen candidate and, Lord willing, a future office holder. Jason, welcome back to WCBM. I appreciate you taking some time this morning on this, our 249th Independence Day. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Independence Day, Jeff, and to the roughly 50% of people that are living off the government, I guess, happy Dependence Day.
Jason, that was most profound and most fitting today. So we will extend those celebrating Independence Day, and to those celebrating Dependence Day over the next couple of hours, even if you're awake at this time of the day, we are going to do our best to get you off of dependency and get you onto independency. So, Jason, think about Independence Day, and we're going to stick with Independence Day versus Dependence Day. What impresses upon you the most when thinking of our founders and that the first generation's struggle for independence?
What strikes me most about our founders was just how this was really a war, this Revolutionary War, fought based upon principles. And I think a lot of Americans don't understand how principled that war was. When you look at the actual tax rate that was being leveled on the colonies by the British, the actual tax rate was roughly 1-2% of income. Now, I don't know about you, Jeff, but I think I might be tempted to bend the knee to King Charles and become a monarchist if I could get my taxes back down to 1-2%.
I would agree with you 100%.
The taxes on the British mainland for British citizens was 20%, so it was a relatively low tax rate that was leveled on the citizens. But it was more about principle than it was about the actual burden of taxation. So our founding fathers fought this war for independence based on no taxation without representation. That was really the impetus of the revolution. So I think when we look at it in these terms, it really was about principles, and that's what impresses me the most.
Interesting. Very interesting. You know, and I think if my memory serves me correctly, actually, the vast majority of our nation's income at the time was in fact, from tariffs. So what does it mean for a person such as yourself? And like I said, you decided that it was time for the man in the mirror to do something. A private citizen active in your local community to honor the spirit of 1776.
I really think we honor our founding fathers in the spirit of 76 by demonstrating fidelity to founding ideas and principles. And for me, this means that my loyalty is to, of course, God first, but to our Constitution and our founding vision. For me, loyalty to something like the Republican Party or any political leader, those things are conditional. When party and leader is faithful to our founding vision, I can be loyal. When they are not, I cannot. And so, you know, today, after all, is Independence Day. And I think the best thing we can do to honor what this day means is to recommit ourselves to personal independence. And I'm not talking about, you know, independence in the way that some politicians use it to justify squishy principles. And I'm not saying that we are untethered to our Creator. What I am saying is that we put our country and its founding principles first above loyalty to any party or person. And I think that in an era of very strong personalities in government, this is ever more important.
I think in George Washington's final address, he mentioned his fear of just that, that people would lose their loyalty to our one nation under God and become obsessed with parties. So, Jason, that's profound, and I think you're spot on. Dovetailing off of that, would you be able to provide some examples of what it means to declare personal independence in a very tumultuous year such as 2025?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of good examples just this year. And one example I'd like to use is my former congressman during one of my corporate tours of duty, where I lived in another state, was Congressman Thomas Massie. And, you know, as we all know, this so-called big, beautiful bill passed the House yesterday. I'm not here to argue the merits or the lack of merit of that particular bill. But Congressman Massie looked at this thing and he said, well, you know, it cuts taxes by $4.5 trillion. That's good. but it only cuts spending by $1.2 trillion, and that leaves a $3.3 trillion hole over the course of 10 years, not excluding the cost to service the debt. And for that reason, he said that he could not support it. He sees our national debt as the largest single national security issue that we have in this country. And for this, he got all kinds of abuse. Made national news that the president is going to fund a primary challenger. Everybody called him disloyal to the party. But whether you love Congressman Massey or whether you hate Congressman Massey, the one thing you must say is that he stood on his principles. And he put his role as a patriot, as somebody that's faithful to the Constitution, above party favor with any political leader. And so, again, whether you agree with that or disagree with that, I would hold him out as the type of citizen that we need in this country. Most of the things that we do in this country today are done across party lines, and there's very few people in either party that deviate from the party stance. But we're being put off a cliff fiscally, and the Republicans do it, and the Democrats do it. And very few people actually stand up to their own parties. And so not only do we need to stand up when somebody that we're opposed to does something that we don't like, I think one of the real measures of a patriot is when a leader that you adore, like President Trump, does something that you disagree with, are you willing to even stand up to him? To me, that's what makes a patriot.
Well, I think that you've said a lot there, and the fact of the matter is, as a representative republic, we should welcome all views, and like you said, the difference between spending and saving is a tremendous gap, and I can't believe that part of the fight for the air quotes big beautiful bill was the fact that there were people fighting to keep illegals receiving Medicaid. We're going to get into this more with Jason Decker. I'm having Jason Decker on this morning because he is a citizen that decided that the only way to make change is through the man in the mirror. So stay tuned. More with Jason when we get back.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 50 and tired of your wireless bill getting higher and higher, there are four things to consider. One, how much data are you really using? As we get older, we use less data on our wireless phone, but you're probably still paying for an unlimited plan that was designed for 20-somethings. Two, if you see Get a Phone on Us, get your sneakers out and run the other way. No one is giving you a free phone. You are paying for that phone over time with an overpriced rate plan and a long-term commitment. Three, check the fine print on that $15 a month plan. It's probably an intro price that'll double or triple later. You might even have to pay for several months of service up front. Number four, beware of cable company wireless plans. Most of your usage will be on Wi-Fi instead of 5G, and your calls and battery life could suffer. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable, nationwide service without the big wireless bill. Our plans start at just $20 a month.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax, or our store in Timonium at York and Ridgely Road. See site for additional facts.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News in depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America, sitting in this morning for Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott. If you're just joining us, the entire hour and a half, almost hour and a half, has been on our founding fathers, what they went through to give us this wonderful representative republic. And one of my obsessions is when people
citizens get involved. And on the line with us right now is Jason Decker, a citizen who realized that change is made by the man in the mirror. And Jason, when we left, you had given us some examples of personal independence in 2025. I'd like to get into what's going on with you, because, again, unless citizens get involved, like you talked about Massey, and look, again, we live in a representative republic. We have to respect what Thomas Massey's position is. At no point, when you think about what our founding fathers went through, at no point are we ever supposed to be in lockstep. This is not a monarchy. It's a representative republic. So, Jason, you are a Republican nominee for school board in Southern York County, and WCBM and WCBM.com covers, obviously, worldwide through the Al Gore's amazing internet. But for our purposes here, those listening on terrestrial radio, the Mid-Atlantic region here at 50,000 watts can hear your voice. So you're in York County, Southern York County of Pennsylvania. If elected, how will you carry the spirit of 1776 into that school board room? I mean, I talked about at the top of this hour how it was our founding fathers demanded that education be taught on Christian values. So please elaborate on how you will carry the spirit of 1776 into that school board room.
I think part of that would go back to, why is school board an elected office in the state of, in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania? And one of the reasons is the whole principle of no taxation without representation. School boards set school taxes in Pennsylvania, which is roughly 75% of a person's real estate tax bill. So when I look at that, I say, okay, my job is to represent the taxpayer. Of course, it is to be a good steward of the school, to make sure that sound decisions are made, that our students, our faculty have what they need. But it's also to understand that the average voter in my district is over 60 years old and does not have students in these schools, that our student population has dropped 14.5% since the 2011-2012 school year, and that the school administration has positioned $100 million in capital projects with the school board. And what I have to do as a school board member is I have to look at my fellow citizens in the eye every day, and I have to represent all of them in that school board room, those that have children in the schools and those that don't have children in the schools. The very first house, the very first door that I knocked on just by chance when I was beginning this campaign and gathering petitions was an old farmhouse. And I knocked on the door and I waited a while, and it took a bit for somebody to come to the door. I almost walked away because I thought nobody was home. And an 80-year-old farmer answers the door with an oxygen tank. And he invites me into his home, and we walk very slowly back to his kitchen. And I'm sitting at his kitchen table, and, you know, my companions at the kitchen table were his checkbook and a stack of paperwork that I presumed to be his bills. And he really quizzed me hard before he would sign that petition. But that very first canvas that I made really set the tone for my campaign, because I thought to myself, you know what, that is a guy who's never going to go to a school board meeting. He's never going to give public comment, but my job, if I get into this office, is to represent him along with everybody else. And that man has been an inspiration for my campaign.
I think that man is an inspiration to every American because, like you said, he's on oxygen, he's elderly, he has no vested, well, he does have a vested interest in education, we all do, but the point is that if you probably
take that scenario to someone who's in their 30s, 20s, whatever, they'd either say, okay, give me your literature, thank you. But that is a great inspiration. So we're coming up against the clock. Jason, before we go, and again, I want to thank you for taking time this morning. Are there any school board-related updates you'd like to provide our listeners? I had you on Memorial Day because I felt that in honor of those who made this ultimate sacrifices, I wanted to talk to people, citizens who are making a difference. So any updates, and then also let's combine this into two because I am running up against the clock. Most importantly, please, a couple of times, let the listeners know how they can get a hold of you.
Sure. So a couple updates. So in June, our conservative school board here in Southern York County passed a policy that requires students to use the bathroom that matches their biological sex. Vote was 8-1. Very pleased with that. The other thing is I had referenced the Montgomery County case when I was on the last time. This was Mahmoud versus Taylor, where a group of parents of different faiths objected to the fact that Montgomery County was requiring elementary students to basically sit through LGBTQ propaganda. The Supreme Court of the United States, in a 6-3 decision, ruled that that was against the parents' and the students' constitutional rights. So was very pleased with that decision. In terms of where you can reach me, on X, it's at Jason Decker PA, and my name has two K's in the last name, so it's JasonDekkerPA. And then SYC2025.com.
Say that again.
SYC2025.com. That stands for Southern York County Conservatives. So it's SYC2025.com. And then SYC Conservatives for School Board on Facebook. If you search SYC Conservatives on Facebook, will come up.
Fantastic. And if anyone is so inclined, obviously, regardless of the office whom one is running, it requires money. And Jason, I know that you're giving it the time, the passion, and the effort. So I want to thank you very much for taking a few the segment this morning to join me here on WCBM. Have a wonderful Independence Day. We'll be right back after the news. Thanks again, Jason.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Today is the day, the White House, the place. President Trump will preside over a bill signing ceremony at which he'll celebrate congressional approval of his spending and tax cut bill. Tuesday's fireworks warehouse explosion left 7 people missing in Northern California, and they still haven't been found. Yolo County Undersheriff Matt Davis says there's good reason for that. Still too dangerous for recovery crews to venture into what's left of that facility. Americans are on the move this holiday weekend, with AAA predicting record travel on the road, in the air, and on the rails. And gas is much cheaper than it was a year ago, regular now averaging $3.16 a gallon. Russia has launched another massive aerial attack on Ukraine, firing more than 500 missiles and explosive drones at its neighbor. Wall Street closed today in honor of the nation's birthday. More details at srnnews.com.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. When you choose your passwords, make them strong. Use a password manager to help you along. But don't just use a password alone. Get a call, get a text, or a code on your phone.
MFA really works!
We can secure our world. Trying to take advantage of you.
Hey, that's fishy.
Let's report it. Install
more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, starting off dry and mild for your Friday morning. Less humidity as well, and we're going to see that trend continue as we head toward the afternoon. Plenty of sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 80s for the afternoon, and staying dry for fireworks on Friday night. Looking good for the weekend, too. Mainly dry with temps in the 90s. More showers and thunderstorms and more humidity return next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's cake batter. It's cookie dough. It's the new Superman Cake Batter Cookie Dough Blizzard Treat. Now at participating DQ locations for a limited time. Fly in today for this cosmic collision of flavor. And don't miss Superman, only in theaters July 11th. DQ. Happy, tastes good.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Please identify yourself.
Fourth of July from WCBM, Baltimore, Maryland, USA.
Like a shooting star, I'm a runaway.
Run away from myself to the end of the day.
Looking from the ground, I can never stay. Make me realize you always have the heart of a Gemini.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott. And this morning, the entire show is about our founding, the fact that we are celebrating our 249th Independence Day, what it took to get where we are, and where we were then from an educational perspective, and where we are now, where we were then from our children to where we are now, and quite frankly, some of the stuff that's going on is just beyond comprehension, hence why we had Jason Decker on, who was running for Southern York County Board of Education, a citizen who realized that it is the man in the mirror that will make a difference. And Jason did reference the recent Supreme Court decision that Maryland parents can opt children out of the insanity that was going on in Montgomery County. And joining me now on WCBM this morning is Jeffrey Trimbath, the founder and president of the Maryland Family Institute. The Maryland Family Institute is grassroots. It is the organization in Annapolis that is just doing such a phenomenal job for the family in Maryland. And Jeffrey has spent an unbelievable amount of time building this organization. It basically went from him to hundreds of people involved. Good morning, Jeffrey. I would like you, before we get into this, to give us a little bit more information on the incredible work that the Maryland Family Institute is doing on behalf of the citizens of Maryland.
Well, good morning, Jeff. Great to be on, as always. And thank you not only for your verbal endorsement of our work at Maryland Family Institute, but I know your very personal commitment,
yes,
which your listeners do not know about, but I do know about it, and I'm so grateful for that, Jeff.
Thank you.
Maryland Family Institute, we envision a Maryland where God is honored, life is cherished, families flourish, and religious liberty thrives. And we pursue that vision by engaging and equipping God's people to advance faith, family, and freedom in Maryland's capital, church, and culture. And so what that means is we, well, as you mentioned, we are based in Annapolis. We're defending the traditional family in legislative testimony, meeting with legislators, strategizing with coalition allies. We articulate the importance of the family with research papers, in op-eds, and being quoted in the media. And we advance the family in churches, civic groups, political groups. Wherever we're asked to come and speak, we speak to try to talk about the importance of the family and what ordinary Marylanders can do to strengthen the family.
Outstanding. You know, it's interesting. I don't know if you were listening in the last hour, but part of what I did was I got into the history of education, and during our founding in early American education, it was required that all children, both boys and girls, and yes, there's only two sexes, boys and girls, receive an education and be taught the principles of religion. That law also started public, or what they called common schools, public schools. And we've digressed to where we are today, that you and I are going to talk about not only your op-ed in the Baltimore Sun on behalf of the Maryland Family Institute, and thank you for that, but also, obviously, this Supreme Court decision where it takes the Supreme Court so that parents can opt children out of this insanity of the Montgomery County Schools mandatory LGBTQ, ABCDEFG, HIJK, LMNOs, whatever. You know, it's interesting. I a couple of years ago, when this was going on in Baltimore County, and we were paying for, and I still cannot figure out what brainchild thought that it was good to spend taxpayer money on books like Lawn Boy, Girl in Transition, and among others. And I read an excerpt in front of the school board, from, I think, Lawn Boy. It's been a couple of years. But the fact is, Jeffrey, if I read that excerpt now, Kristen would have to shut me down. And if I was on television, they'd have to shut me off, because it was so explicit that the FCC would not permit me to say on air what is in a book prominently displayed. And I know for a fact it was prominently displayed in some Baltimore County high schools. And we know now that because it's no longer high school starts as a sophomore, you're starting as a freshman, which means you're approximately 13 to 14 years old. So give us some insight on this, the case, Mahmoud versus Taylor, and I find it fascinating that there is no depth that the left won't sink to. What the hell is a pride puppy?
Well, yeah, Jeff, those books that you just mentioned that you had read from at the school board meeting, those books are primarily targeted at teens. The books in question with the Mahmoud v. Taylor case are books that are targeted towards five-year-olds. So what happened was the Montgomery County Public Schools mandated new curriculum standards and teaching in their English language arts curriculum. Important to note, it's not in the health curriculum, it's in the English language arts curriculum that would mandate LGBTQIAA plus materials be taught to all students, including those as young as five.
Wait. Hold on. I don't mean to interrupt you, Jeffrey. Yeah, you caught me. Yeah. What is IAA? I don't even know what that is.
You know, I'm not. I just sort of adopted as part of my vocabulary because I want to accurately describe what the other side, how they describe themselves, and so they've added on these additional letters. I think it's intersectional. Alternative, I'm not exactly sure.
But whatever. Let's get back to something relevant. I'm sorry. I apologize for interrupting you. Every time you hear this stuff, there's always something different. Go ahead.
Yeah, so they mandated this curriculum to all students, some as young as five. That was the first thing they did in the English language arts curriculum. But the second thing, combined with that, is the thing that actually brought the case about, which is they initially offered the parents an opt-out of their kids from this material. But they revoked, they dramatically and inexplicably initially revoked that opt-out. So they said, we're going to teach this stuff to kids as young as five, and oh, by the way, parents, you do not have the ability to opt your kids out of this material. Now, the way they were able to do that under current Maryland law is that they put it in the English language arts curriculum. In health class, you're still able to opt your kids out, but see, the sneakiness of this is that they spread it all over the curriculum, and so therefore they would say to parents, you can't opt your kids out of that. So these three families, one Muslim, one Catholic, one Ukrainian Orthodox families, brought suit. And they said, this conflicts with our rights as religious parents to direct the upbringing of our kids. They lost in district court. They lost in appellate court. They brought it to the Supreme Court, April 22nd, oral argument. We were outside the court. I was listening to the oral argument. And then the decision a week ago today, where the Supreme Court ruled 6-3, that in fact... this teaching does conflict with the sincerely held religious beliefs of these parents, and therefore the school board must grant a preliminary injunction to the parents, and they sent it back down to the appellate courts to sort of work out how this is going to be implemented. But the bottom line is that the parents now do have an opt-out, and they must be notified of this material so that they can opt their kids out of the materials. I think it's important, Jeff, obviously for all your listeners to know about this, but it's important for them to realize what the parents did not request in this case. They did not bring suit requesting that this material be removed from the school. They said it was fine for this material to be in the school. They just didn't want their kids to be exposed to it. They did not ostracize or denigrate or in any way judge students who may come from families that are same-sex families or who they themselves may be questioning their sex. And then finally, they did not demand that their kids be opted out of any and every subject in the curriculum, just those that conflict with their sincerely held beliefs. As the media has reported, especially the media on the other side, this is all about book banning. This is all about treating trans kids poorly or not being civil towards them. It's all about the demands of these religious parents. It's not about any of that stuff. The parents did not ask any of those things. They just wanted an opt-out based on their sincerely held religious beliefs, and thankfully the court ruled the right way on that question.
As you say that, I sit here and ponder. I wonder where these same people that want sexually explicit material to be in preschool classrooms, I wonder if they would, where their position would be if we wanted to have the Ten Commandments or any child referenced Christian or biblical book in the same, that you said this was English arts or language arts or whatever, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I wonder where their, what their position would be there, because I looked at your op-ed, which was excellent, that was recently published in the Baltimore Sun, and it just blows my mind. At the heart of this case was whether Maryland public schools could impose ideologically and sexually charged material on young children. I mean, Jeffrey, was there not a time that if someone in a raincoat on the property of a Baltimore, or I'm sorry, a public school was sort of lurking about trying to entice children, he would not be, or she would not be, promptly arrested?
No, I mean, this is
nuts.
The nefarious, the nefarious part of this is the fact that this is now in elementary schools to kids as young as five. But I guess we shouldn't be surprised about this, and that's because we know from some of the efforts in Annapolis, in our state legislature, they've tried similar things. Some of your listeners may be familiar with a bill that was introduced, passed out of our House of Delegates in Maryland, HB 380. This would have removed the penalties for having contraception vending machines in Maryland public schools, and it would remove the penalties for having those machines in elementary and even nursery schools, passed out of the House of Delegates. Thankfully, when it got over to the Senate did not give it the light of day. But that gives you an idea into the mindset of some of the folks who are pushing these kinds of materials on our young people. What many of your listeners may not know about, they may know about the Mahmoud decision from last Friday, but they may not know that just a few days before that, Montgomery County Public Schools had to settle a lawsuit for a six-figure settlement. It was a lawsuit with some other parents in the school district who were shut out of public forums and public meetings because they raised questions about this material and the appropriateness of this material, and the guy basically pushed them out of those forums. And they sued based on First Amendment free expression because it's a government agency and you can't do that to citizens. But it's an amazing illustration for the folks who are in charge believe in this Marxist ideology, and I'll use that term, this cultural Marxism that is superseding any kind of notion of patriotism and certainly any kind of notion of First Amendment freedoms. We have a lot of work to do with regard to what our public schools are teaching, and I'm so thankful for these parents who've stood up for their kids and stood up for religious liberty, and I'm thankful for the Supreme Court for ruling this way, and this is really a massive slapdown to Montgomery County Public Schools, and a massive slapdown to any other. Baltimore County, who is thinking about doing the same thing, you can't just trample on the religious liberty rights of parents. You can't expect them to check their religious beliefs at the door when they send their kids to schools in Maryland. And contrary to what Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson said during oral argument, she sort of flippantly said, well, these parents, they can just send their kids to any other school if they would like, if they object. And I couldn't believe she said that. And I thought to myself, for the vast majority of millions of working Marylanders, that is not an option because we are taxed extremely highly in this state to pay for these schools, and most of us don't have the money to send our kids to private schools.
Well,
and so it was outrageous that's their mindset. That's how they see this.
Well, we're going to go to break. But when we get back, we can't just gloss over this HB 380 bill, unless we forget. Ketanji Brown, she is a Supreme Court justice, could not define a man versus a woman. On that note, we'll be right back with Jeffrey Trimbath, president of the Maryland Family Institute.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410 410- 866-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
My name is Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
It is a grand old flag on this, the 249th Independence Day of our nation's founding. Welcome back to the Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott. I want to thank WCBM for this opportunity because it gives me the opportunity to go deep. And deep we are going today. We are blessed and privileged to have Jeffrey Trimbath, president of the Maryland Family Institute, as our guest, talking about all things Maryland, the recent Supreme Court decision regarding Montgomery County schools. And Jeff, when we left, you had talked about House of Delegates Bill HB 380. And I have to say this, as we're talking about this, and like I said, I've had some experience with this. I myself, as many people should do, testified in front of the Baltimore County School Board. And I have to be honest, because the truth has no agenda. This is pedophilia. Mexico is the largest exporter of pedophilia, and unfortunately, the United States of America is the largest consumer. So let's get back to Bill 380, and if you will, touch a little bit on who was the delegate and what in the hell are these people thinking on our tax dollars?
Well, you know, one of the reasons we started the Maryland Family Institute, Jeff, is because we wanted to be able to equip folks across Maryland with the information that they need to engage in the process. You know, as I travel the state to share the mission and vision of the Institute, and I would tell stories about bills that had passed, almost the universal response that I got from people was, Jeff, I had no idea this was happening. And so as I went through that process, I thought, you know, it would be really helpful for us to track bills and then to make people aware of what is going on and what's being proposed. So a couple of days after the session began in January in Annapolis, we came across this bill in our we review all 2,500 bills. I've got a couple of lawyers who do that for us.
You have to. 2,500 bills.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's amazing how many bills are introduced during a 90-day session. And this year's total was less than last year's total because of the budget disaster that the legislators put themselves in. That's another issue. But a couple of days after the session started, we came across this bill, and I literally couldn't believe it. I thought, somebody tell me, what is the advantage of this? I have no idea. And so we alerted some of our friends to this bill, and they went ahead and publicized it. Some of your listeners, I'm sure they know, of the Maryland Freedom Caucus, and our friend Kathy Schlega, who's been a dear friend of ours, went on Fox News to talk about it. After it passed the House of Delegates, with all support from the majority party, there was bipartisan opposition to it, but not enough to stop it. It got over to the Senate, and by the time it got over to the Senate, those of us who opposed it made it so politically toxic. We talked about it all the time. Like I said, Kathy went on Fox News, and we put it up on our social media channels, garnering tens of thousands of views. We made it politically toxic for the majority party to talk about this, and so it was just swiftly dismissed in committee. In fact, the chairman of the committee wouldn't even allow the title of the bill to be read, because everybody knew what that was about, and he just cut it off, and he had prearranged the vote. It was a unanimous no vote, and it was done for the year. But that's the kind of tactic that they employ in Annapolis with that bill. And then HB 161, kind of a similar story. This is a bill introduced by Ways and Means Committee Chairwoman Vanessa Atterbury and her friend Chris Fair from Frederick, which would have done statewide what Montgomery County did in Montgomery County, which is removed parental opt-out from this material. And we were watching that bill. We were trying to stop it all the way through. 5 days before the session ended, they completely changed it, gutted it on the committee floor, and in the end, it preserved a parental opt-out, but we're constantly watching this. And so that's one of the reasons why we started Maryland Family Institute, is so that we could equip your listeners and other pro-family Marylanders with the information they need to act on that.
Jeff, look, this is just, when we think about everything that's going on in our schools, I mentioned earlier that the proficiency in some Baltimore City schools is 0.0. We're running up against the clock. I want to thank you very much for taking time out of your day this morning on this, our 249th Independence Day. Please take your time and tell people how they can get in contact with the Maryland Family Institute and how they may support you.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Yes, they can go to marylandfamily.org, sign up to receive our updates. We are completely a supported ministry, so if you want to make a gift, a tax-deductible gift to support our work, there's a button there at marylandfamily.org where you can do that. We'd be delighted to have you part of our team. Thank you.
Jeff, thank you so much. Have a wonderful Independence Day. I look forward to talking with you soon, and we will talk soon. The Maryland Family Institute, their passion and commitment is for Maryland's family. We'll be right back.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says there is a whole lot of good for America in his signature spending and tax cut bill. Passed by Congress, it awaits his signature to become law.
Very simply, the one big beautiful bill would deliver the strongest border on earth, the strongest economy on earth, the strongest military on earth, and ensure the United States of America will remain the strongest country anywhere on this beautiful planet of ours.
Mr. Trump speaking last night at the Iowa State Fair. Correspondent Kevin Frecking takes a deeper dive into the details.
The bill will provide about $4.5 trillion in tax cuts over the next 10 years. It also boosts spending for the president's efforts to deport illegal immigrants and to boost national defense spending. On the other hand, it will also cut Medicaid and food SNAP spending to offset the impact on food deficits for the tax cuts.
The president plans to sign the bill at a White House ceremony later today as America celebrates its independence. It's estimated that Russia fired 550 drones and missiles at Ukraine overnight. The Ukrainian capital, Kiev, specially hard hit, more than 20 people injured. The latest barrage comes as President Trump prepares to speak with Ukrainian President Zelensky later today. Yesterday, Mr. Trump talked with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Authorities in Los Angeles say it was a huge stockpile of fireworks in a house. It triggered a powerful explosion and a raging fire. It heavily damaged several homes and injured two people, one of them seriously hurt. This happened last night. More than 100 firefighters raced to the scene to battle the inferno. Wall Street is closed in honor of America's birthday. The market taking a bit of a breather after climbing higher into record territory again yesterday. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Dr. Howard DC, founder of Balance of Nature and formulator of the fruits and veggies and fiber and spice supplements, has teamed up with veterinarian Dr. Jake to create Dr. Fido's Dog Food Topper, a tasty, nutritious way to enrich your dog's meals. Just scoop, sprinkle, and stir. Call 888-388-7297 or go to drfitos.com, drphytos.com. And for a limited time, order now and receive a 10% discount with our money-back guarantee by using promo code BALANCE.
President Trump is hoping to celebrate America's 250th with a UFC fight at the White House.
Trump announced the plan Thursday in Iowa during the kickoff event for a year of festivities leading up to the milestone birthday on July 4th, 2026. The White House UFC fight would be one of many events held across the country. Trump is a UFC enthusiast who has attended several matches in recent months. The Republican president also announced an athletic competition for high school students and a tour of fairgrounds across the country.
Now we're going to do that as part of 250 also. We're going to have some incredible events, some professional events, some amateur events.
I'm Geffen Coolball.
A strike by French air traffic controllers disrupting travel. About 40% of flights at Paris airports are canceled, along with half of flights in Nice and 30% of flights in Marseille and some other cities. A strike affecting tens of thousands of passengers during the summer travel season. News and analysis, townhall.com. A historic find in Massachusetts documents the role Christianity played in ending the scourge of slavery in the U.S.
The long-lost document proclaims opposition to the practice by New England Baptist ministers. The nearly 180-year-old scroll is dated March 2, 1847, 14 years before the outbreak of the Civil War, signed by 116 New England ministers who said they disapprove and abhor the system of American slavery. The document was considered lost forever after fruitless searches at Harvard and Brown universities and elsewhere. Found by a volunteer searching the American Baptist archive, the issue of slavery would prompt some Southern Baptists to split from Northern Baptists and from the Southern Baptist Convention. George Williams reporting.
Wanted in Mexico on organized crime charges, famed Mexican boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. under arrest in California. More on these stories, townhall.com.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off dry and mild for your Friday morning. Less humidity as well, and we're going to see that trend continue as we head toward the afternoon. Plenty of sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 80s for the afternoon, and staying dry for fireworks on Friday night. Looking good for the weekend, too. Mainly dry with temps in the 90s. More showers and thunderstorms and more humidity return next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM. Because when we stand together, we thrive together.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. God gave us faith, hope, and love, and the greatest is love. Amen. Good morning. My name is Jeff McDonald. I am sitting in for Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott, who have this Independence Day off. And this is the hour of power, too sweet to be sour, because we've talked about our nation's history. We've talked about education. Our nation's history regarding education. We talked about people, citizens getting involved. But this is the hour that is all about you and collectively us becoming more informed and healthy citizens. But before we get into that, there's something real quick that I would be remiss if I did not say this. I want to talk real quick about the Baltimore County Inspector General's Office. It is time for the Baltimore County Executive and the Baltimore County Council to do what's right for Baltimore County citizens. The Office of Inspector General of Baltimore County operates independently to identify fraud, waste, and abuse while identifying ways to promote efficiency, accountability, and integrity in Baltimore County. Baltimore County. Kelly Madigan, Baltimore County's first Inspector General appointed in 2019, has been doing just that on behalf of the citizens of Baltimore County and thus deserves to be reappointed. However, the current appointed Baltimore County Executive thinks otherwise. Thus, one must ask the question, why? Please, please, please take 1 to 2 minutes and communicate to your county councilman, whomever he or she may be, and again, the current appointed Baltimore County Executive, Kathy Klausmeier, to do their job and reappoint Kelly Madigan as her performance in this most crucial role on behalf of the Baltimore County citizens has been exemplary. Please visit the informative Baltimore County Inspector General's website for more information. I say this because I had the opportunity to listen to Kelly Madigan in an open forum, and she was fantastic. So please get with your councilman, whomever he or she may be. Take a minute, phone call, write, email to the current County Executive Kathy Klausmeier, and let them know Kelly Madigan is doing a fantastic job on behalf of the citizens of Baltimore County. Thank you. Michelle Dool, founder and president of MHD Health, empowering people to be the best version of themselves. Michelle is an advanced practice nurse, specifically a family nurse practitioner. She has over 30 years experience as a nurse, with 25 of those years in advanced
practice nursing. She started MHD Health Services to empower people to be the best versions of themselves. And I must say right now, ladies and gentlemen, I think if we all looked in the mirror, we could all use a little bit of improvement on our mind, body, and soul. So, Michelle, good morning and welcome to WCBM. I'm so happy to have you back because I must say the last time that I had the privilege of having you in the 8 o'clock hour as a special guest, the feedback was phenomenal. So I truly appreciate you coming back.
Good morning. Yes, happy to be here.
Great. All right. So what I'd like to start with is we hear so much today about functional medicine. Can you give us an overview of what it is and how that it's patient-centered care that focuses on the root causes of diseases, processes, rather than just focusing on treating symptoms?
Yes, I think you basically said it. I feel as though it is centered care. We're all different. We're not the same. We have symptoms. We may go to our healthcare provider. We may, you know, complain about symptoms. And there's always medicines that can help our symptoms. But what is really causing that symptom or that process? And I think functional medicine just dives a little bit deeper into that. The other thing about functional medicine that I think is different is that it really looks at each of us as an individual with specific genetics, lifestyles, you know, our environment. There's everything that really makes us unique. And sometimes, you know, accepted medical, I'll call them algorithms per se, it's not always a one-size-fits-all. So I feel like the functional medicine, at its core, treats us all as individuals, recognizes that we're different, and tries to get to really what's causing the problem versus just treating the symptom of the problem.
You know, that being a simple statement is so profound. And I think that some of that has to do with, and correct me if I'm wrong, I am a complete novice on this, hence why I had Michelle come in, who's an absolute expert on it. Approximately 20 years ago, less than 20% of physicians were involved in a medical conglomerate. They were independent. They had their own office. They had a nurse up front. I'm sorry, a receptionist up front, perhaps one or two nurses and the physician. They were running an independent business. Today, fast forward 20 years, 80% of physicians are now involved in a major medical conglomerate. They are told, I think, that they are to spend an average of 11 minutes per patient. I think I'm getting this right. I'm going off of memory. I know I'm not that wrong because I just had an annual physical, and it was very, as you just put, very macro versus micro. So I think that what you're saying is phenomenal, and I think that also what you're saying, I look at it from a common sense perspective, is what medicine used to be.
I agree with you. I've spent a lot of time in the hospital. I'm still in the hospital also. There used to be I took a class, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it. He was at the law school, and I took the class, not that I'm, you know, went to law school, but I was able to take a class when I went back for my doctorate, and I loved him, and he would say everything we talked about came down to ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. And I think when you're talking about medicine, money has driven how we are able to care for people. And that's the bottom line, I think, of what you're talking about. I don't think all healthcare providers want to spend 11 minutes with you. I think that they are sort of dictated to do that. And on the back end, it's money.
totally money. And I will tell you, and I don't know what the film was, but it's a Tom Cruise film. And in the middle of the film, he's a sport agent, and he's talking to this player that he's going to represent. And the player's dancing around, and he says, show me the money. And it is a disgrace that this is where our medical industry has gotten to. And I think, Michelle, you're spot on, because I don't think, when you think about what you went through as a nurse and what physicians go through, the grueling exercise of becoming a nurse or a physician is out of pure passion and love. And like you said, and then to be told that you should spend an average of 11 minutes with a patient is a disgrace. I actually wish I had pulled up the Hippocratic Oath, but I don't. But we've got to keep moving, because the sand is going to flow quickly through the hourglass. I want to touch on, I'm a gym rat. I've been a gym rat for a long time. And one thing that always makes me really sad is I will see people walk into a gym with a towel in one hand and a bottle of water in another hand, and they just really don't know what to do, so they automatically jump on a cardio machine. Talk to us, and ladies out there, this has a lot to do with you, because as we get older, it is so important to get involved in strength training, for not only to keep our muscle mass, but for our bones as well. So if you will, Michelle, please touch on that as we go into the break.
Well, any exercise is great. So I applaud anyone who walks into a gym, walks outside. And I think if anybody's heard me talk before, just meeting where you are, everybody's in a different place. So what it is you need to do is different than somebody else. And we all tend to compare ourselves to what somebody or some YouTuber or someone tells us to do. So figuring out what's good for you. But I will throw out there, strength training, just doing, you know, cardio is good, and we need to move, and we need to walk, and we need to exercise our heart. But I do believe that strength training is sometimes not addressed. I do think that women more than men are intimidated by it, so they don't do it. And it is just really important, especially as we age. It prevents muscle loss as we age, you know, our falls risk. I'll go on to say, like, you know, our elderly people, if they, you know, suffer a hip fracture from a fall, their chances of mortality within a year are very high.
Wow.
So, you know, strength training increases our bone density, you know, so we reduce these fracture risks or these break risks. It also, like, you know, we have a lot of medications now that are helping people lose weight without really naming them. I think everybody is aware of it. But if you do not do strength training along with those medications, you are losing lean muscle mass.
And every day.
And I will go as far as to say, if there is a healthcare provider that is prescribing one of the weight loss medications, they should be prescribing strength training or PT along with it.
So you're bringing up wonderful points. And the fact is, I can speak for myself, there are times I've been involved in training a long, long time, but there are times in winter when I find myself eating a little bit too much, so on and so forth, and I'm like, all right, Jeff, you need to drop some weight. And it takes time to do it right. So when we get back from the break, again, this is great information. Michelle, I want to talk about, we both talked about people being intimidated. I want to talk about taking those first steps and what people can do in their home, in their yard, if they don't want to go to a gym that is inexpensive, and how they can make strength training a part of their everyday life. So when we get back from the break, we'll pick it up with that. We'll be right back.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and Sizzling Meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste. You can listen to WCBM wherever you go. At home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk. And don't miss a minute of your favorite shows live or on demand. Listen on AM 680, 99.9 FM in Harford County, WCBM.com, and the WCBM mobile app. Or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. Make the right choice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. This is Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott. And with me is Michelle Dule, founder and president of MHD Health. And we were talking about the importance of doing some type of strength training, especially as we get older. You know, it's funny. We talked about if an elderly adult suffers a hip fracture from a fall, their chances of mortality within a year is very high. One of my favorite shows to watch, and I'm aging myself a little bit, was the Beverly Hillbillies. And in one of the episodes of the Beverly Hillbillies, they were talking about how brutal the winters were in the hills. And Jed Clampett said to Granny, said, "Yeah, Granny, you remember a couple years ago when you fell on the ice and broke your hip?" And Granny said, "Yeah, I was limping around for 3 days." So much has changed. So let's talk about what one can do to implement some sort of starting of a strength training program.
Well, I would say, number one, this is where my big thing is. It's not a one size fits all for everybody. You really need to ask yourself, where are you? If you're someone who is working at a desk, does not get up and hasn't walked, you need to start getting up and walking. And there were some, you know, people that I talked to that I would ask them, could you do 15 minutes 3 times a week? And that was a lot to them. But you know what? That is where they were, and I wasn't going to tell them that they needed to do 150 minutes to be healthy, you know. So you need to be honest with yourself where you are. But what I will say is, yes, you need to do your cardio, but you also need to do, you know, strength training. That can be no weights, squats in your house, just sort of, you know, learning how to do that. Weights. We have so many weights that are around, just 5-pound weights. I'll end up saying that a lot of people get hung up on how much weight we can lift individually. And, you know, people that like weights tend to be competitive. But, you know, some of the fittest looking people that are at the gym with me are lifting less weights than I am. So the key is what's heavy and what's the form. And, you know, I think that can be really intimidating. But if you don't want to get to the gym because that's intimidating, then you need to figure out where to walk. What makes you a little short of breath? Steps are wonderful. Let's, you know, really be honest with yourself. How many steps can you do? Maybe it's just starting to take steps when you take the elevator. And weights, it's not just checking a box. The weights need to be heavy. So the weight that you do, with the reps that you do, you need to be tired by the end. But getting hung up on a number, and there's where I have a problem. You know, a 20-pound weight might work for me at 10 reps, but, you know, a 5-pound weight might work for someone else. And it really doesn't mean that I'm stronger or in better shape. We are just all different. I really think for people starting out that are really intimidated by weights, that bands can be a really good place to start because they don't take up room. They're very inexpensive, and there's all kinds of easy, you know, YouTube videos that can help you get started.
So it's interesting you say that, and let's you know, again, talk to people who might be intimidated by going to a gym. One thing people can do every single morning, for example, one of the first places we all go to when we wake up is the bathroom. So when before you're getting in the shower or brushing your teeth or whatever, you may grab your vanity and do squats while securing yourself to the vanity. And that's just squatting down, standing up, squatting down, standing up. Also, let's say you do 10 the first day. Then do what are called counter push-ups. Move your legs back a little bit. Put your arms against the vanity or countertop. Do 10 counter push-ups. It's that easy, correct?
Yes.
And go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, in listening to you, I feel like people, like if they have an injury, or maybe they have tweaked their back in the past, or were very like conservative, I don't want to hurt myself, I don't want to do that. I actually, that's where I love Tony DeCesar, is that he will take anyone. I don't care what your injury is. I don't care how slow you move. I don't care what you think you can do. And he can make you better. And that is, it's just meeting you where you are. And I just want people to believe, like, you know, if you had a back injury in the past, or you hurt your foot or your ankle, we tend to, I don't want to say that people use excuses because I don't want them to feel that way, but we tend to say, I can't do that because my toe hurts, or I can't do XYZ because I hurt my back. There are a lot of other things you can do. When I had my knee injuries and was literally non-weight bearing, I was in a chair doing arm work, mm-hmm. and yes. really working on other things. So I would just also challenge people to look at what you can do versus focusing on what you can't do.
You know, that's a great point, because a little over a year ago, I had a freak fall, and I completely ruptured my quad from my knee. And that is a major injury that required surgery. I was in a brace from my hip to my ankle for approximately 6 months. However, that did not prevent me from training. The balance of the rest of my body was still in working order, so I pivoted accordingly and trained accordingly. And I believe this, it may be an old wives' tale, but if one part of your body is injured and you train the balance of your body, albeit if it's just very minimal, I truly believe that the part that's injured heals faster. That's just me. It may be a wives' tale. I think it worked for me, and I was coming off of a shoulder injury, and that's when I learned about, simply as my shoulder was getting better, I wasn't able to push out to do any chest exercises. And as I went on with PT, and as you alluded earlier, PT can be very, very important, and it can be an instrumental cog within getting involved in training. The physical therapist at one point said, okay, you're ready to start doing shoulder push-ups, which, you know, you may not think is a lot, but if you're injured or you're just starting, you will definitely feel it. And again, I think that if people can stick to it, they'll find that it becomes a habit. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about food, the changes we can make, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be right back after the bottom of the hour news.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says there's a lot of good for America in his signature spending and tax cut bill. Passed by Congress, it awaits his signature to become law. The president plans a signing ceremony later today at the White House as America celebrates its independence. It's estimated that Russia fired 550 drones and missiles at Ukraine overnight. The Ukrainian capital especially hard hit, with more than 20 people hurt. The latest barrage comes as President Trump prepares to talk with Ukrainian President Zelensky later today. Yesterday, he spoke with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Authorities in Los Angeles say it was a huge stockpile of fireworks in a house, triggered a powerful explosion and a raging fire, and heavily damaged several homes and injured two people, one of them seriously hurt last night. More than 100 firefighters raced to the scene to battle the flames. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off dry and mild for your Friday morning. Less humidity as well, and we're going to see that trend continue as we head toward the afternoon. Plenty of sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 80s for the afternoon, and staying dry for fireworks on Friday night. Looking good for the weekend, too. Mainly dry with temps in the 90s. More showers and thunderstorms and more humidity return next week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
I was on a routine patrol and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Show them their sacrifice hasn't been in vain. Go to pva.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Please identify yourself.
Fourth of July from WCBM, Baltimore, Maryland, USA.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. I am Jeff McDonald. This is our final 30 minutes. I truly appreciate you tuning in this morning. And I want to thank Michelle Duhl, founder and president of MHD Health, for joining me in this final hour, because this hour is the hour where we try to empower you from the perspective of mind, body, and soul. And ladies, we would like to shift to hormones, and I want Michelle to talk about that.
Well, it's really one of my passions. And hormones can be women and men, but I do think one of the big, you know, disservices that were done by women is the Women's Health Initiative, which was a study that was launched many years ago. And it basically said that hormones caused women coronary artery disease, increased their breast cancer risk, stroke risk, blood clot risk. And what that really led to was women then did not get any hormone replacement. But Furthermore, what it did was there is a whole generation of healthcare providers that were never taught how to do it. So now you're starting to hear about it. It's coming into vogue a little bit. Because the big difference is they were synthetic hormones. Synthetic. So if you're on Premarin or some, it's synthetic. And yes, that is what this study was talking about. But right now we have bioidentical hormones, which do not have those risks. I'll even venture to say that not having them, you know, causes even more risks. So, and I really think our perimenopausal and our menopausal women are who are suffering. And really, there is a whole generation of women that are in their 70s that missed out on all of this, right? Because, you know, they probably became postmenopausal in their mid-50s. And then, you know, didn't get any replacement. So it's just really, really important to me that at least you realize there's a difference between synthetic and bioidentical, and that your healthcare provider may not know how to prescribe these for you, may not know the difference, and are intimidated by it. And it's really not their fault. They were not taught about it. It isn't something that was in their curriculum. And so you just need to reach out. And there's a lot of people that are out there that do this and recognize this is important. So I really just wanted to throw that out there so that you at least had the knowledge about it.
Do you help with it?
I do.
Okay. So let's part of what the reason you're here is to promote MHD. So let's real quick let people know how they can get a hold of you to assist with this. Because, again, I think you bring up a good point that it's just in us in a way that if a patient would come in and, like, as you alluded, a doctor may not really be abreast on this, they may, instead of saying, well, I'm not really sure, they may try to steer one in a different direction. So let people know how they can get a hold of you.
The easiest way to get a hold of me is just through my website, which is MHD Health Services. Email me for, you know, an appointment or a phone call. I'm really happy just to talk to someone on the phone, and you can meet me, I can meet you, and am I a good fit for you? Is it something you'd like to do? I'm really just getting started out on this venture, but it is my passion, and I want to be available to help people.
So mhdservices.org, or what is it?
Yeah, mhdhealthservices.org. Yeah.
So it's MH...
Or .com. I'm sorry.
It's M as in Mary, H as in Harry, D as in David, mhdhealthservices.com. Mm-hmm. And again, this is an area, like you alluded, it wasn't in physicians' curriculum. They may not necessarily be that abreast or knowledgeable on it, but it's the great news is women have an option now. So,
well, the other thing I want to throw out that's important to me is some women might be on estradiol. Well, I believe, right, you just go to an opinion. So it's like, I don't want to be like throwing things out or telling people they should or shouldn't do. It's just what's important to me and what I believe in and my opinion. But so if women are on estradiol, you should always have some progesterone with it. So really you should be on both. So if there's women out there that, you know, are just taking their estradiol, like Google, take a look, read, research, and learn about progesterone also.
Excellent. Real quick, let's go to Richard in Delta, PA. Richard, you have a question about the Patriot Club? Are you there? Okay, I guess Richard couldn't hold. Richard, we're going to shift gears here real quick. Regarding the Patriot Club of America, it's patriotclubusa.com, patriotclubusa.com. At the website, you can get any information that you wish about the Patriot Club, and truth be told, I have been told often to too often, but not often enough, that I do not promote the Patriot Club of America enough. PatriotClubUSA.com. Let's get back to this. And Richard, thank you very much for the call, even though you couldn't wait. back to bettering ourselves through mind, body, and soul. Okay, so MHDHealthServices.com. Anything else on referencing the hormones, menopause, postmenopause? Because since that's your passion, yeah. We still have a couple minutes here.
That's okay. I could talk for hours on it, but I just want women to know that. Just to look it up. Google. We're Googling all kinds of things. So just kind of look it up. And I do believe that your healthcare provider may not know about it. And it's really not their fault because there's just a whole generation that, you know, it wasn't in the curriculum.
Yeah. And I say search it. Maybe use DuckDuckGo or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I know Google has sort of been synonymous with Kleenex when it's actually tissues. So I'm going to, in a minute, go to something that is very near and dear to my heart regarding Independence Day. But before we do that, I would like for you to take about a minute, if you will, and touch on grains.
Oh.
And then we'll hit it on when we get back from the break.
Well, it's sort of a joke because I'm a believer in food as medicine. You know, the right food, our vegetables, you know, our proteins. But I'll say, but not grains. So I'll throw it out there that grains are not what they used to be. I'm sure you've heard, had friends that have gone to Europe and they've eaten their way through Europe and didn't gain any weight. But I just want to throw it out there because I think it's important. If you do not feel good, your joints hurt, maybe you can't sleep, maybe you have skin issues, maybe someone's putting you on a lot of medications to help just suppress something on your skin, eczema, anything like that, I would just challenge you to do 20 days grain-free because I really do believe that it can't hurt you. It can't hurt you. It can only help you. And you can learn a lot about foods, and it might actually make you feel so much better.
All right. When we get back, we're going to talk about what foods to avoid because I don't even necessarily know what foods have grain in them. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Independence Day 2025. And I'm about to play for you something that I wanted to get in before the end of the show that is near and dear to my heart. When singing serious songs, this man is arguably the best singer of the 20th century. Ladies and gentlemen, in honor of Independence Day 2025, The American Trilogy.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old towns are not for the cotton. Look away, look away, look away.
Second fellows.
That was America's King, the immortal patriot as well, Elvis Presley. Let's go to Steve in Eldersburg. Excuse me, you'd like to talk about grains and other danger in foods as fungus and mold. Great point. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I just thought I would put my 2 cents worth. As I mentioned to your screener, to me, the gorilla in the closet is environmental disease, i.e. mold and mycotoxins. And it basically destroyed my family years ago, and most of it was caused by construction defected housing and deficient building codes. It's a whole area of law and medical science that's totally underserved. And grains can carry molds in there. I'll just mention a guy that has helped me quite a bit on the internet. His name is Doug Kaufman. He has a website called Know the Cause. And he really, he was a medic in Vietnam that was torn apart by fungus. And years before the internet, he found out what was going on and created diets and everything. And part of it is avoiding grains because they do contain this same fungus. And I think one of the only mycotoxins, which is a mold poison that is regulated in the United States, is aflatoxin, which is commonly found in grains. So that's my 2 cents worth there.
Well, Steve, thank you very much for taking a few minutes this morning on Independence Day to call in. It's very relevant. And what I'd like to do before we go to our last break, before the top of the hour, Michelle, your comments on that. That's beyond my comprehension. I mean, I know obviously mold is horrific.
No, I love it. And it's all part of, you know, we started out talking about functional medicine and individuality of genetics, lifestyle, what you're eating, environmental. And I think he brings up a good point is these are where we live. These are around us. These are what we're putting in our mouths with what we eat. But the other thing I'll throw out there is then we're all different in how we react to it. And, you know, he had members of his family, you know, that were really impacted by it. Other people, you know, it might not be as noticeable. But the idea that we're all different and that it's all out there, and that's why I said, hey, take your 20 days without grain and just see if it helps you. it can hurt you, right? So it's in the lines of can't hurt, could help.
All right. When we get back from our break, I want to talk about two things before the top of the hour, one of which is foods to avoid. And secondly, I want to get a little bit into blood labs and what have you. So we'll be right back. This is Jeff McDonald on WCBM.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Happy 4th of July to you. The big, beautiful bill has passed. If you hear explosions this weekend, it's not necessarily fireworks, but rather Democrats' heads exploding. Watch my show, Rob Carson's What in the World, this weekend on Newsmax. Go to NewsmaxTV.com for listings, and I'll see you Monday, noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. I'm Jeff McDonald. Sitting in with me for this final hour is Michelle Duhl, founder and president of MHD Health. Michelle can be found at M as in Mary, H as in Harry, D as in David, healthservices.com. So prior to the break, we were talking to, I think his name was Doug in Eldersburg, and he made a very good point about funguses and toxins. And what I'd like to do as the final minutes go through the hourglass is talk a little bit about foods. We mentioned grains, and you said if we can go grains free for 20 days, give us a list of some foods we should avoid, because quite frankly, I don't even know. I mean, I know some, but not nearly enough.
So when we talk about grains, it's basically, you know, gluten or wheat, barley, rye. I'll even throw oats in there because, you know, some people do just fine with them, but they can be cross-contaminated also. Corn's another big one. I would just say that literally if you can sort of organize your life and take them out of your diet, it takes about 20 days to really feel a difference or know a difference. But if you can do that, that would... Right. I can almost guarantee you'll feel better.
So then the key is, I guess, when we're shopping, and we should have, as we all know, do our best to avoid the inside of the grocery store. And it's a process. You made a very good point. 20 days is a process. Getting into some sort of training program is a process. So we should, I'm assuming, look for gluten-free, and I also, go ahead, please, educate us.
Be careful, because I hate to say gluten-free, because there are a lot of processed foods right now that are targeted to gluten-free, because that really has grown popularity in the last couple years, and they're not really good for you either. Like, you know, you have some boxed cakes and things like that.
Avoid the boxes, then.
Yeah, and you know, if you're not good at looking at labels, well, as you can probably tell by me, I am just like, just start somewhere, right?
Right.
So if you're like, I don't even know how to read that, just start picking up a couple boxes and looking at them, and just start looking at what's in them to try to get used to ingredients and what's important and not. But I would say that most things that are boxed, I think, I mean, I can't really think of something that's good right now. But yes, most things that are boxed, most things that are processed are going to have some sort of grain to them.
What is Tony's famous saying, avoid boxes?
Oh, yeah.
It's something else and something else. Yeah. But the point is trying to avoid the center aisles of the grocery store. And you know what? The other thing is, if you're hearing my voice and you're in the Mid-Atlantic area, there are so many farmers markets this time of year, and other options other than the mass-produced vegetables in the grocery store with which to get wonderful fruits and vegetables. Is that a good idea, Michelle?
Yes, I love farmers markets. And I mean, we didn't even touch on dairy. There, you know, you could just
we
go
have time.
Stuff.
Go ahead. Touch
I mean,
on
we
dairy
just,
a little bit.
Dairy, again, the uniqueness of all of us. Sometimes dairy is a real trigger for some people. And it can, like, you think of like your acne and your joints or things you don't even associate with food, that can be the cause of it. So there are some people that you take dairy away and they do beautiful. All of a sudden their skin clears up, their joints feel better, they're sleeping better. So that's where this all comes in about this like elimination diet. But I think it's really, I think people get really overwhelmed by taking everything out and then you adding these few things in, which is why I think, not that it's easy, because nothing's easy. No, change isn't easy and routines aren't easy. But if you can just kind of take away the grains that we talked about, you know, for 20 days, like just trying to stay away from your gluten, but don't run to the gluten-free box. You know, your wheat, your barley, your rye. Stay away from your oats. Just 20 days. And I'd even say, like, yeah, it might leak into your diet here and there because you're not perfect or you buy something out and, you know, you have no idea what people are putting in your food when they cook it for you. But just taking out the majority of it for a certain amount of time will give you an idea. And then, you know, I'll just always say, you know, people might say, it didn't help me. You know, I still have, you know, my skin problem. Well, it didn't hurt you. And I can tell you that you probably had some benefits inside that you don't even know about. So, you know, the risk, you know, gain benefit's pretty good there. And I think that's doable, meaning, you know, you're picking one thing, grains, working on it, trying to take them out of your diet. I think that's kind of doable versus everything.
No, well, yeah, and I agree with you because it can be overwhelming. That's why I enjoy having you and when Tony's available, Tony DeCesar on as well from Metabolics. It's metabolics.org. And you, Michelle, because you make things for someone like me who, while I'm involved in doing the best I can for myself, I don't know everything. We're all busy, and that's why people should reach out to you at mhdhealthservices.com. And also, let's say you're going out to a restaurant, and this is true with a lot more local restaurants. A lot of local restaurants are now using tallow versus peanut oil or what have you, but we've got to close. So I want to thank you all very much for listening this Independence Day. I truly hope you enjoyed the show today. Our guests, Jason Decker, Jeffrey Trimbath, and of course, Michelle Duhl, and the information we shared. It is my hope you have been enlightened. Thank you very much to Kristen, who always does a fantastic job producing, and to WCBM for the opportunity. May God bless you, and remember, the greatest gift from God is grace through faith in Jesus Christ. It is my hope and prayer that we are able to do this again soon. Thanks again, and never ever forget, the truth has no agenda. Rebellion to tyranny is obedience to God. The truth sets us free. Enjoy and embrace the greatness of America on this, our 249th Independence Day. And again, the best way to reach Michelle Duhl is mhdhealthservices.com, mhdhealthservices.com. I am Jeff McDonald, president of the Patriot Club of America. And for those who are interested, patriotclubusa.com, patriotclubusa.com. And again, thank you to WCBM and especially to my great friend, Kristen.
This is the